AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President-elect Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth describes himself as a change agent. Chairman Roger Wicker opened Hegseth's Senate confirmation hearing this morning by comparing this nomination to Trump's first run at the presidency a decade ago.
Admittedly, this nomination is unconventional. The nominee is unconventional. Just like that New York developer who rode down the escalator in 2015 to announce his candidacy for president.
Senators will question Hegseth to determine whether the former combat veteran and TV news show host is fit to lead the U.S. military. AP correspondent Ty O'Neill reports firefighters continue to battle the L.A. wildfires as the return of strong winds threatens their fight.
I'm here in Altanita, California, at the front lines of the Eaton Fire, which has already burned thousands of homes just north of L.A. Firefighters are here doing what's called fuel removal, cutting brush, trees, or anything else that could provide fuel to the fire. Doing this is just one of the ways they're trying to stop the fire spread. Just over in the canyon next to me, whole neighborhoods have been destroyed. Row after row of homes burned to the ground. Many residents in the impacted areas have not been able to return to find out if their homes survived. Many will be holding their breath as high winds are expected to come back through the region.
Officials say Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of dozens of hostages. Israel and the Palestinian militant group reportedly are at the closest point yet to sealing a deal that would bring them a step closer to ending the war. U.S. wholesale inflation rose last month on higher energy prices. The Labor Department reports its producer price index rose 0.2% last month from November. This is AP News. Traffic into Manhattan has dropped nearly 8% in the first week of new tolls.
A new toll on drivers entering the core of Manhattan brought modest but measurable traffic reductions to New York City's heavily gridlocked streets in the first week of congestion pricing. That's according to preliminary data by the MTA. The First in the Nation program began January 5th, collecting $9 from most passenger cars entering Manhattan during peak hours below 60th Street. In the days since, total traffic dropped by 7.5%, or roughly 43,000 cars per day, compared to the equivalent period last year, according to the MTA. Transportation experts caution against drawing broad conclusions about the program after barely a week, and there are still several lawsuits pending against it. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.